Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends. Samantha Richards, Dane Swan. Were you listening to yourself?
Pardon?
Were you listening to yourself?
No.
There was a sound up and it sounded like your voice on your own phone.
Just watching
George
your tapes back, were you?
No, it was the kid who fought in the weekend. I just listened to his interview.
Yeah. You impressed with that fight?
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah. It's really good.
What about the post-match interview?
Was it a talking point?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about it?
If you want.
Did you think, obviously, he was not necessarily a clear winner? Did you think
I thought he won easy.
You thought he won easy? Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Didn't like your aggression on Twitter there, Dave.
It was very, very aggressive.
Well,
it's unlike you,
Dave. I was just giving a taste of what everyone else does. Why can't
to
I?
To you.
Yeah. Why can't I do? Why can't I do it?
I actually had to read it. Like, when I saw the tweet come in.
Because it's a, yeah.
It didn't look like. You
like no, but it was like it's what everyone else does. So why can't I?
But you join in, get in the trenches.
Be very tough on Twitter when you're hiding in your house.
Yes,
it's what it's for.
Yeah,
keyboard warrior. I felt like being one.
And did you? And yes. How did it feel?
Not as good as I thought it'd be.
No.
Are you two both all right? Neither of you attached again.
I know.
Neither of what?
No dependents today.
Yeah. No, a friend flew in last night, so I've got a dependent at home now. He rang me at 8:30. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm at Melbourne Airport. I'm on my way to your house. I was like, okay.
Okay, that's your response.
Well, what did you say? No.
Did you clean the sheets and make the bed for him? Make sure there's a spare towel, soaps?
Fuck off. He can do his own thing. I'm not charging him rent.
Out of 10, how close a friend is this to just ring you up?
Nah, he's close enough.
Well, you know, I was going to hope so.
Yeah.
Sort of like closer than tray to you, just uses your duddy for
you. Yeah, just.
What if Ralph was to call you at 8:30 and be like, I'm on my way to your
house? Answer.
Makes it pretty easy, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Hey, we were at the cafe this morning just doing some prep work. I saw Ralph there as well. Did you prep this morning?
No, why?
No prep at all?
For what?
Well, whatever we're going to chat about today and our guest coming on. Well, when I saw Ralph there, I thought, oh, this is what, you know, good podcasters do.
Well, it's hard because I don't know what we're going to talk about. So how can I preface something that I don't know what we're going to talk about?
Well, maybe if you prepped.
I don't get a run sheet.
No, we don't.
Did you check your spam folder?
I don't even know if I have one.
I sent it to your LinkedIn account.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's
Now, you haven't thought to start one since? Got any feedback?
I've been busy. So.
Okay. What are you doing?
Now, you've got a challenge, haven't you, for Dane? You've got a challenge. What's the most boring thing you can do that could make the papers?
Me?
Can you post a letter? Or which we need to set up a challenge to see what can make the papers.
Yeah,
what
else did they write about fucking anything. Well, how do you... This is a genuine question. I'm not blowing steam up your ass, but how do you deal with it? Because
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, last week, you know, Dane's got a sore head, headline.
Yeah.
Albion problem.
Yeah, Albion.
Yeah, I said, does it get tiring?
Albion shut down Saturday night, that was fun. Yeah. Joins curse, I'm sure of it.
You could literally go to the post box and they would write about it.
Well, listen, got to try to stay relevant, Samantha. Any publicity?
Do you send this? Who wrote this one? Jackie Epstein. Do you have her on, like?
Oh, I have her. I get along well with Jackie. She's a good chick. Yeah, she's lovely. But no, I don't.
When you're feeling slightly
into the media.
When you're feeling slightly irrelevant, when you feel like your relevance is starting to fade, do you just flick her a text and be like, "Come on, Jack, I went to the dog park today. Can you write about it?
No, I don't. But you know, it is what it is.
Because it's not just Jackie. That's just
I'm doing this for you, Samantha, too, to put food on your table too.
Thank you.
Generosity is my worst trait. Exactly. 2019 dates one.
Absolutely. Not just Jackie.
So you're welcome.
What I'm saying is, I feel like you could blow your nose and they would write about it.
Well, it's news.
Do you ever just sit there and go, "Give me a day off"?
Not really. No, yeah. I don't read them a lot.
No.
No.
I feel like Dane Swan's always in my newsfeed. And also, for some reason, people feel like they need to tell me when you do something. Like, I got a text from someone the other day going, a person I hadn't seen in a little while, walking around the tan, just saw your mate. And my friend Tahan, David's girlfriend, lives across the road from the tan. So I said, "Oh, Tahan." And they go, "Nope, guess again." I was like, "Who the fuck lives around there? Robin?" They were like, "Nope, another one of your mates." And I was like, "Who?" They're like, "Dane Swan." I was like, "Great, thanks for telling me."
Well, he's hard to spot.
Well, it's not
probably moving that fast around there. It probably was. I'm flying around there.
Who are you training with?
No, I haven't done them since. Around the town, usually love Benny Johnson.
Yep.
Saturday mornings usually, but not. I haven't done it for a while.
You see the Melbourne boys there? A lot of the Neil Danaher crew. They meet there on the Saturday.
Yeah, so yeah, we walk past them all the time.
Paul Hopgood prefers the breakfast to the actual training. Yeah. But
Nothing wrong with that.
The tan is one of those places that you see. I think we spoke about this on last week's episode where you just see blokes in their 20s and 30s wearing footy shorts, but like training gear that's not actually theirs, that probably someone like you have like just given them.
And
do you think that they run around the tan wearing a pair of like Richmond shorts?
I wore a pair of Collingwood shorts and got roasted for it.
Why? You played for Collingwood.
Oh, I know. Well, apparently you can't wear as a... I don't know. You're just not allowed to wear old Collingwood stuff. So I got a photograph taken of him. I sent on the group. Got put on the group chat and got teased.
Didn't you say Benny Johnson has got a lot of trading gear still, or is he giving it all to his mates? Is that what you?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't. He isn't wearing. I had the shorts on, and I got laughed at. I got teased. So I got bullied into never wearing them again.
No one mentioned the Brownlow around your neck.
No. Exactly. I couldn't see it.
Speaking of outfits, it's only been a couple of weeks and you've already fallen off the bandwagon. Where's your Melbourne Premiership shirt today?
The D shirt, that I played in. That one?
Yeah.
No, I had big D's fill up during the week.
We did see.
It was all rah rah and it's a grand old flag. And
a dick sucking in down there, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. How was it?
Jodie had two.
What did you have to do?
Well, it's good because they get me with Ian Cohen, who's professional.
What's he, a professional question asker?
Yeah, he's a professional question asker.
I'm going to change my website to have that as my tag.
So there was the new guy, very good job, the new Vince man, and said, "Look forward to meeting you both." I said, "Well, here's how it works. Ian does all the professional stuff and I'll do the rest." So, no, it was all very nice. And Mark Williams got up. Mark Williams is like interviewing Ed.
Yep. One question, away you go.
Pretty much, fantastic. So,
who else? What was that for the Hall? Was it a Hall of Fame dinner?
No, it was just a Coterie annual dinner. But this year, obviously, everyone was in a much better mood.
Yeah. How many events do you guys have on your calendar? Do you reckon
the Coterie?
Yeah,
not many because you got to leave early. That's me. No, annual and pre and all good. But at the moment, I tell you, Dane, a lot of giving back to the community I'm seeing from the Melbourne boys at the moment.
Yeah, a bit happening.
There's a few advertisements happening. What tips can you give them about talking to the people along the way? Do as much as you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're in demand at the moment, so it'd be very rude of them not to try and speak to as many of them as they can.
Exactly. So that's good. Now, you cheated on us during the week? Different podcast?
That wasn't this. That wasn't... Last, I think that might have been the week before, but yeah.
So you retweeted. What was it? The Unlaced podcast.
Yeah, mate of a mate.
Yeah,
asked me.
And what topics did we cover?
Just the same shit. That was like, I've only had one life, so sort of it's all the same stuff. But yeah, no, he was good. We did it. He got me because we did it at a burger joint. He goes, you have 3 feet after, so, you know, nothing's for nothing. So, it was all right. Yeah, it was good. He was a good kid. It was a mate who's in Bella with me. His uncle's connected to it or something like that. And he rang me. He called me Dwayne, so I thought it was a piss date. And then he messaged me, hey, Dwayne. I was like...
Was he thinking of The Rock?
Well, I don't know. So I messaged mate Harlan. I was like, mate, did you have an uncle named Joe, whatever his name was? So, or is this a piss take? And he goes, nah. He's him. So, well, if he wants to get me on his mate's podcast, calling me Dwayne's probably not a great start.
Fuck, that would have gone down well.
So, I mean, that was good. Yeah, it was just talked about the same shit that I've done forever. But, yeah, nice to give your ego a little boost at some stage. So, yeah.
Stay relevant.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, it was good. Yeah, I'm happy to do anything if someone asks me.
Because he's the man of the people.
Man of the people likes
to it's good. No good. Hopefully it goes well.
You got any TV updates?
So as in?
You got a bit emotional about the doghouse?
Yeah, yeah. I can't watch that.
So talk us through that.
After a good weekend. Or I didn't watch it.
What, just too emotional?
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah.
But they're getting new homes.
I know.
So that you,
wasn't prepared to sit there and be emotional on my own, Samantha.
Righto.
Yeah.
Lucky your friend's over now.
Exactly. No, but it is. It's a lovely show. It's a nice, heartwarming show, yeah. Yeah, you've got to be careful what day you watch it on.
Yeah, this is true. After a big week. Exactly. Yeah. Does Barney react when there are dogs on the screen?
No.
Doesn't care for it.
No, he doesn't do anything.
He's a loner.
Pardon?
He's a loner. Doesn't my word, he is.
Yeah, he's an only child. He likes to be on his own, really. Doesn't even like to be with me.
It's probably loving that Tate's not around now, then.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's really enjoying his newfound freedom.
So you said just a bit of a tearjerker. It's one of my favourite jokes of all time. But so no, well, you needed Roy Chubby Brown, English comedian, who nowadays would be cancelled for this joke, said about Schindler's List when it came out.
Oh, God, you can probably be the only one that can say this.
I can say it. And he said, everyone was saying, what an emotional movie it is. You're going to need a box of tissues with you. He said, I watched the whole thing, didn't find one scene worth wanking over.
He did it?
What's that?
He did it?
No. No.
Okay. It's a different experience?
Yeah. Well, so you're watching the wrong one.
Oh, my Lord.
How would he go now in 2021 doing that gang?
You know what? I think we've also talked about this before, Facebook memories. Dane doesn't have Facebook, but some of my statuses are just absolutely cringeworthy that come up. Like, I literally could not read them out on this podcast now, but I had no qualms in putting them as my status 10 years ago.
The world's changed a little bit.
Just a little. For the better. Oh, God.
I want to address something that's made headlines this week and Matt something Doran. That I would like to apologise for.
I've seen
this
that.
This is a story that has sparked a torrent of abuse and mockery from around the world. And if I'm being honest with you, the bulk of this savaging I deserve and I totally...
It's an all-time apology, this one.
I flew to London to interview Adele, an unspeakable privilege and what was to be one of the highlights of my career. I made the terrible mistake of...
You know what was weird about this?
To be given a preview copy of this.
You could see his eyes following an auto cue, so it wasn't like, you know, you think if you're going to get up and give it an unresolved, you just try and do it off the, you know, just try and wing it, but you could see his eyes following an auto cue, so it was obviously scripted or written, so I don't know, but it's an all-time apology, isn't it?
Well, that ticks your box of a real sincere apology to people you don't give a fuck about.
Exactly.
Has to be written by someone else.
Exactly, and I'm sure he was told to do it. But, listen, after... And I messaged you guys about Adele.
Here's the issue.
Exactly. I don't know if we can say fuck Adele, but she's ruined Spotify for a lot of people who like to have a little bit of randomness when it comes to listening to their music.
Mm.
So she got Spotify to cancel shuffle on albums. You can have your own playlist and have shuffle, but on her albums and stuff like that.
So you have to listen to each track in its order.
Because that's as an artist, that's the way the music was intended. Because you go through a musical journey, maybe, Ralph. Ralph, what a fucking musical journey.
You just want to listen to what you like.
But who is she to tell me how I get to enjoy my musical experience?
Well, she's Adele.
It's your computer. Yeah. Who?
Still running.
He's still happy with that one.
It wasn't bad off the top. It was pretty quick off the top of my head. Considering it, who has a Dell computer? Well,
I'm unsure.
Not many, so.
No.
But who was she to tell me what, when, how I can listen to my musical experience?
Well.
If I want to hear track 8 before track 3, and it pops up randomly on my shuffle button, I will.
Mm.
So I think she's getting a bit big.
For her boots.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's like she's happy with herself.
Correct.
Well, back to the apology, though. Yeah. He says with quite a lot of gusto, he made a terrible mistake. Yeah. I feel like a mistake is something that as it's happening, it's kind of like falling through your fingers and you're like, fuck, oh no, hit the button, like make this stop. I feel like not listening to an album is not something that accidentally is, you know, runs, spirals out of control. It's just something that you choose. I feel like he chose not to listen.
Samantha. I'm hearing someone who hasn't done a lot of as many fuck ups as the other two people in the room have in their probably. Life. That's not what a mistake is. Oh. It's mistakes take many, many forms.
Mm. And he made a choice not to listen to that.
Well, that's still a mistake.
He didn't make a choice. He didn't see it, did he?
How do you? But you're going over the intention to interview her about this album.
It was a horrible mistake. No, that's his words.
Mm.
I look.
I still don't have still a big problem with it, to be honest. But
it's good to come from a different angle.
That's what I mean. Well, we talked about it last week, so I don't need to go over it again. But
yeah.
But I would have still, even if, and I understand what you're saying, because, like I said, I've interviewed you a couple of times on stage, and now that we've done this podcast for quite a few times
in marketing,
while I was doing marketing or something, when we go back to that sort of stuff, I'm going to have to ask you different questions because even I've heard the same stories over and over again.
Exactly.
But I would still like make sure that I know your background. Do you know what I mean? I would still have listened to the album and then gone, maybe had a few questions in there and then thrown her some curveballs.
I'm not sure I would have because she's not really into my music. So I don't think I would have. I just would have winged it. But that's why I'm not a professional question asker. But, you know, I guess that just proves how fuck this world. Like cancel culture, we're now cancelling shuffle buttons. So out of everything that's been cancelled, we're now cancelling shuffle buttons.
But I asked my daughter about this when you sent that message and she said it's just for the Adele album. It's not all. She doesn't cancel shuffle throughout every album on Spotify.
Doesn't matter. it's the mere fact that it's been cancelled.
Isn't that in the don't like, don't listen category?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if we can get cancelled, I'm going to do it everybody else. Exactly. If it's what's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Quite literally.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, Nick Dacos, can you just explain the point system to us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries. No, I can't. Can anyone?
I don't think so.
Mate, so obviously the draft happened and he's going to be the greatest player of all time, I think, if you listen to everyone. And they need him, obviously, but not that I watched the draft, but obviously you see highlights and, you know, you obviously follow Collingwood on social, so they play highlights of the kids and stuff like that. And you know you don't have many highlights when you're getting highlights of you kicking out from full back. Some of these – now listen, we all know all these kids – not every kid in this draft is going to be a Brownlow medalist or be all Australian, and you know, some of them won't play a game. But – some of the kids' highlights, you're like, oh, shit, you must be a role player.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Dave.
I mean, there is nothing. It takes a lot of role players to help win a premiership. You can't have 18, you know, superstars on the ground. You can't afford it.
That's what he was trying to say.
I'm not sure we would have won a flag with 18 of me on it without me on the ground either. But
The water carriers, as they call
absolutely.
It.
Exactly. So you need all those types. But it is. I do have a chuckle to myself when you see some of their like highlights and it's literally just them getting an uncontested mark on the wing, turning around and just giving a handball, like just shit that, you know, anyone in this room could do. So, but no one, and I guess I wouldn't have had them when I was that age either. But yeah, every side has done and had an unbelievable draft. Once again, we enter this phase of preseason where everyone's flying.
Yep,
best preseason ever, a massive year. Everyone's flying until round one, the ball bounces in.
So serious question, semi-serious in our way, but where the boys, I think, they are boys, we can call them boys, can we? Yeah, I'm a boomer, yep. But normally at this time of year, in a typical, probably when you were drafted, Test cricket would be going on, and golf back then was huge. Like the Masters used to get huge ratings.
You can't shuffle any other albums.
He's really paying attention.
Really?
Yeah. I just went onto an album. Yeah, and there's no shuffle. There's no shuffle button for one of for an album that I listen to.
We lost him there for a minute, didn't we?
We did, but he was doing research for the show, so
that's true.
That's not.
Yeah.
So
what are we talking about, Adele?
No.
The draft.
The draft, and because so there was like criticism of Nick Daicos for making himself available. Obviously, he's a kid who's confident in himself, and so he should be.
Yeah, he's disappointed that GWS didn't speak to him.
That's right. Yeah.
Disappointed. Why? But okay.
Did you ever say anything a bit naive at that age?
No, not at all. No, I didn't get spoken to at that age. So it's probably for the best that I never got spoken to at that age.
So they get now media training, and they're and particularly if you're someone like. The son of the great Dakes. So if you're a bit and you present well, and it's as I said, there's no cricket or golf against it, they're going to get a lot of media coverage. Mm. Who gives a fuck if he says a few things in a positive, confident way?
Well, no one should. But it's just you know what the media's like. They yes. they hate you when you're boring, and as soon as you do something, they jump all over you. So you really can't win. But listen, is he? If he backs it up, he backs it up. Nothing wrong with having confidence or having a personality. I certainly don't have a problem with it. As long as he gets in, works hard, he can say whatever he likes.
So Brad Green, and he wasn't talking about Nick Daicos specifically, yeah. but he said about the, like, Neil Danaher is in his DNA about, you know, wait till you actually do something. And he's Greeny, in his first year, actually won a final off his own boot. So he started his career pretty well. But is that, do you think, where do you think the balance is?
Yeah, it's a different... Well, it's a different world now. Like, I was, Brad would have been, what, maybe a year or two older than me?
2000, his first year.
Yeah, so yeah, a year older than me, a year or two older than me. And, like, when we got in, it was, like, head down, bum. You spoke when spoken to and, yep. you know, all that shit. You, not that I worked hard when I first got there, but, like, you were meant to. And, you know, meant to be seen doing all the right stuff. You know, meetings, you have head down, don't get asked. Just, you know, like a sponge, soak it all up. And then eventually, the better you get, the more you play, the more you have a right to say something to you. You know, like, I would have never have had a training, like, first week of training where if Bucks missed me or I can, not that he didn't run through to a cone or just whatever, took a play off somebody, turn around and go, hey, Bucks, for fuck's sakes, please keep run to that cone, would you? Like, you know, I just started baking, like, one of the big dogs of Collingwood. You would never say that. But now, like, they have an entitlement where... Everyone is the same once they walk through the footy club, and everyone has the right to say what they want. Which I'm still probably on that side a little bit. Like running around a couple of times where like a first year draft, they'd be yelling at me for not doing something. I'd be like, "Excuse me," nearly choked up thinking about it.
Jeez.
But yeah. So I think there's a balance. So I think you have to absolutely come in and. Earn your stripes a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, the world we live in, where in meetings and like the leading team stuff and that, I don't know if clubs are still doing that, but yeah, like they all have to get up and tell you your strengths, weaknesses and whatnot. So it's obviously encouraged. But yeah, I'm probably a little bit with Brad where the young fellas, no, they can say what they want to me because they're getting asked questions, but I think you have to earn your stripes a little bit. Like just... Yeah, I wouldn't have listened.
And with this new bunch of fresh talent coming down to all clubs, but to Collingwood, has your phone rang at all?
Well, I lost my phone the other way. My phone didn't work, so I just picked up another one.
It's probably why you haven't heard.
Like, getting into Telstra is harder than getting into bloody
the Albion.
Yeah, it's harder to get into Fort Knox. Fucking hell, I was 2 hours out of my day. I'll never get back. But
have you caught up with your phone?
Pardon?
Have you caught up with everything you lost from your phone?
No. Just wipe those for 3 or 4 days. Like that never happened.
No, I mean that's in like passwords and all those.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Contacts.
Yeah, I save them to the cloud, but like no, I don't save messages or anything like that.
Do you remember what your password is?
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, I've got a pen.
Yeah. yeah, of course I remember. I've got the same one for everything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, simple man. Yeah, exactly. but yeah, but the footy club, no, it didn't. No, I haven't been rang to be a mentor yet. I'm still waiting. Once I get back from America, I think 2024, I should be a good mentor for someone, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But no, but I've listened, like I said 10 minutes ago, everyone's had an unbelievable draft. All these kids are going to be unbelievable for us. The reality is some aren't going to be, but hopefully they've got enough in there that can help push us towards a premiership, which hopefully comes in the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, this is my point, and going on from what you said, each year they have an unbelievable draft and everything's going well, and obviously last year things didn't go great for Collingwood. What are they going to do differently this year?
Hopefully win a couple of games.
Yeah.
Fly will obviously bring his own imprint under the culture and the game plan. I would like to see them play a little bit more aggressive. Try and take the game on. We talked about nauseam last year. Let the kids showcase their talents instead of having to be robots about how defensive they are. Let them do what they're good at, because kids get drafted for a reason, because they're skilled in some way, shape or form with the football.
Including kicking out from fullback.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Magnificent highlights there with the young fellas. So that's what I would like to see them do, be able to take the game on. You know, like I said, we spoke about this previously, I'd rather them make mistakes taking the game on and go down by 7 or 8 goals and fucking play scared and probably keep things off and go down by 3. You know, I don't think you learn much from playing a super defensive game and chipping it sideways and trying to hold the ball and not make mistakes and sort of, I don't know, keep it close halfway through the last and then try and win it from there. Like, I would like to see them, learn and grow. And I think you develop quicker as a young player if you're allowed to go out and play with freedom, you know, obviously within some sort of boundaries and a game plan. Just don't go out there and just play schoolyard footy. But I think they have enough skill and young fellas in that group to be able to move the ball a bit quicker and play some exciting footy, because that's also, winning is another thing, but getting your fans back to the game by actually playing a style. And now people will say, well, a winning style helps. But even when we're winning a couple of games, you're like, oh, fuck, that was an ordinary game to watch. So I would like to see if they want me to go in and show them how to do that. I'm available for a fee. that's what I want to see them do. But that'll be up to Fly and his band of merry men to help them figure that out.
Something, the opposite of being available for a fee, you've learned something was free.
I learned something was free.
Free? It surprised you.
What?
St. Vincent's.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, I was... When I got my hand stitched at, yeah, St. Vincent's emergency, when was that? Last two Sunday mornings ago. I went to pay on the way out. And I was like, it's free. It shocked me.
You went to pay at the hospital emergency.
Why wouldn't you just go sit there then, if you were poor and had a couple of hours to kill?
Because you're not injured.
What do you mean?
No, he's saying like if you were
sick or you had something,
less than wealthy.
Yeah.
Well, it's to encourage people to not be sick in the community.
Well, if I had a cough, I might just go to emergency.
I've got a cough
because you wouldn't have to pay for the doctor's fee.
Have you not been to hospital recently? Like, this is a genuine question. Like, when was the last time you reckon you were admitted to hospital or went to emergency prior to your hand?
I'm tough. I don't go to hospital. I'm a man.
You're tough.
Yeah, I just deal with it at home. Yeah. Well, no, I haven't when I was playing footy.
And you didn't, and it didn't, like, occur to you then that you didn't, or did you just think that the footy club paid and you just went in?
Well, they did.
Right.
What do you mean?
I wonder how many other
course,
things.
Of course, footy clubs pay for it.
Did you do the survey for the podcast though?
Haven't done it yet. No. They sent me a message. Love to hear your feedback, St. Vincent's. Don't think it'll be great, but it's free, so you can't complain with that.
Exactly.
This is very true because not much is for nothing. We would usually say nothing, but I feel like we can't apply that anymore.
Yeah, I honestly thought you might have had, like, I'll at least show you, like, your Medicare card or something like that.
Yeah.
Or your private health. Maybe. And then you might have got it for free, but yeah, I don't know why. Everyone just doesn't go to the emergency.
Maybe they had you on file. Where was Tate born?
In a manger.
Okay.
You deserve that one for that question, by the way.
Are you trying to say he's the son of God?
I would never say that, but if you said that, I would never stop you from saying that.
What about those survey questions? God, they're annoying.
Super annoying.
Well, I got, like, you know, a pair of shorts and a T-shirt from Rebel Sport, and you get the follow-up letter of demand,
yeah.
The email of demand. We're still waiting for your customer feedback.
It's awkward when they ask you at the thing, do you mind if we send you a survey? Yes, I mind. Please don't. And they send it anyway. Do you mind staying on at the end of this call for a quick survey? Yes, I mind.
How many people do you reckon actually do them?
It'd be a small
amount.
What
percentage of people do you think actually hang on the line and do it?
Well,
17.
Have you heard of the thing called survivor bias?
Survivor bias?
Yeah.
Is that a TV show?
No. But if a hospital's doing surveys, how do you rate the service? Tick. How was the friendly staff? Tick. You know, your experience on the way out the door? Tick. I reckon people who die there don't respond.
No, it would be tough.
Right. So it's not really surveying everyone, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. No.
So that's survivor bias.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're not wrong. No.
So I don't think it gives it a fair impression. Now, what's happening at the Albion? Can we just, for those who can't read the paper?
Not much happened Saturday night. A little bit happened Sunday, which was good. Well, joint's cursed, I'm sure of it. So
outside of it burning down and COVID, tell me what's cursed about it.
Oh, well, I just can't fucking seem to open. Well, we open one day a year, so you might as well go in and fill your boots when we're open. Right. So I stayed away purposely Thursday, Friday night because I was like, I want to have a going to have a dip Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
So didn't do nothing Thursday, Friday. Then was shooting the new summer stuff for Bella at the factory. And then
he's a model now.
No, I was behind the camera. And was just puttering away there, and my phone rang. Was one of the boys in the Albion. He's like, "Can you believe it?" I was like, "What?" Because I was a busy man. I didn't have my phone. I wasn't attached to my hand. I was working. He's like, "Mate, fucking one of the staff members tested positive or something, so we've got to shut down tonight." I hadn't even been open for a Saturday night. Fucking mate.
Did you have to sit down and take a moment?
Oh, I thought he was joking. I was like, "You're taking a piss, eh?" And then see, Matt sent it on the group chat. So I wrote, I wrote back when I hung up. I was like, "Mate, this is not the time to be joking about this kind of stuff." Like, he goes, "Mate, serious." I was like, "The joint's cursed." So the guy who tested positive obviously had to leave, and the rest of the staff had to get those PCR tests or whatever you call them. And fortunately enough, they all come through within 24 hours, so we could open when was yesterday? Sunday. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday went pretty quickly. we got open Sunday. So we're open Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Obviously, by far and away, our biggest revenue is Saturday. So, yeah, just another day of not making any money. So that's great.
really happy with that.
And Omicron's coming or whatever you call it. The new variant's coming. So sure, I'll be locked down in a couple of weeks, no problem. So I might get one Saturday in this weekend, and so
one Saturday for the year.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll try and go fill me boots, and then I leave if I can get out of the country on Tuesday. So
you've booked.
Yeah, so I'm out Tuesday.
And what if you can't come back?
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Honestly, why would you at this stage? Why would you come back?
Exactly. Well. To give a little bit back, Sam.
You have a reason, I guess.
Exactly. It's never boring at the Albion. So, yeah.
So next weekend, call to action. We should all head down.
Yeah, come down.
And help tip your wallet over the bar.
Yep. I'll be there. probably there two nights, 2 days. Now, which days are they are yet to be seen, but yeah, I'll be there running around. Doing
smiling
my best.
For, smiling for a photo. Yeah, that's one thing about Dane. I have been there on, I think it was a Sunday, I'm not sure, and he's never too busy to stop and take a photo with people. He can literally be mid-conversation and he'll stop and take that photo.
Man of the people, Samantha, you know?
Absolutely. Exactly. It doesn't matter how many people are.
And they're getting less and less the photos, so, you know.
So
you'll
take it.
Exactly.
Big smile.
It's starting to get less and less and less. Yeah, half the people in there wouldn't even know who I am.
Dwayne. It's Dwayne Swan.
Exactly. That would have been, what, 18 to 20. It's a long time, but they wouldn't even know who I was. They would grow up not knowing who I am, so... You got to take them where you can get them, Sam. Make yourself feel a bit good about yourself.
Mm. Probably the two biggest Footscray / Bulldogs legends are Charlie Sutton and Ted Whitten. And there's a famous quote of Charlie Sutton saying to Ted Whitten, "We don't stop traffic anymore, do we?"
It's gotten that way. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just before we get to some messages, our favourite band update. Police won't pursue charges after Brass Against singer urinates on fan's face. Did we actually hear that? The preamble to this? Did you actually read?
Why was there even a case of that? Because the man looked quite chuffed, I would say, after being pissed on. He fist pumped the air and he was going, hooraying.
Well, I would say that Eurista, it's an ironic, ironic first name.
Mm.
Urethra.
I don't think you could plead surprise. Now that I've read what she actually said pre this happening. "Get my man with a cat at his head ready because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm going to piss in the motherfucker's mouth."
Wow.
"So I got to pee and I can't make it to the bathroom, so we may as well make a show out of it. The man was ushered on stage. Eurista proceeded to drop her pants and waterboard the living daylights out of him." I'm reading from tone deaf.
A form of torture.
Post which, he seemed thrilled.
No harm, no foul. He enjoyed it. She enjoyed it.
Play on.
Exactly.
At what point do you reckon he realised what was going on? Do you reckon he heard her say that and was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm up for a golden shower"? Or do you reckon he was like, as he was laying down, he was like, "Oh, fuck, where's this going?" And then when she undid her pants, he was like, "Oh, shit, my wife's gonna
see this."
It
sounded like fair warning to me.
Depends. Don't know. Well,
these sort of shenanigans go on at the Albion.
They haven't. Yeah, maybe we should get her. Maybe we should start doing that.
Maybe for a few brass against for a Sunday session.
Yeah, could be. Maybe he liked her, or he's, I don't know.
Look, we need to lift the standard.
Oh God.
So our messages from Insta, from I am Jude. Pick one. Never wipe your ass again, or never brush your teeth again.
Never brush your teeth again because
it depends.
Yeah.
Oh, if you can go to this, if you can waffle stomped in the shower or something like that.
V-Day style. Well, think of it that way.
It depends. Just by face failure, obviously, the brushing your teeth. But if it was ways around, like you just hop into the shower or something, well, use your hand.
So I don't show you guys the messages first. This was the first one we got, Sam. Read the bottom. Yeah, what's that one say?
What about getting pickers on? Has he taken enough of your money? Nothing's for nothing.
We are getting pickers on today, so that was very good timing.
It'd be nice to see him. I haven't seen him since I retired.
I'm sure you got some questions.
From Matt, has Barney been taking care of Dane?
He has been keeping me company. Got him a haircut last week, so he's looking fresh now. My two best buds just running around doing fuck all together on the couch.
Are you going to the US for a significant amount of time? Obviously, news.com tells us you're moving there. But is Barney going with you or is he staying here?
No, staying here. He's too old to be moving. You freak out.
Bless him.
From Lord Rich, what is the best place in Australia for a boys' weekend and why?
He's pondering.
Well,
not Sydney.
not Sydney. Well, for nightlife, it's Melbourne by far and away. Like we have the best nightlife in, but with like how late we're open and how many like venues there are that pump over from like a Thursday to a Monday. Melbourne, I would say. Darwin's meant to be fun too. I just can't get there. Darwin's fun. Perth is a different country. So you're not allowed in there.
Or out of there.
Sydney, everything closes early. Like you know, so...
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Be careful of the... careful of ghosts popping up and cutting your hand.
Mm.
But yeah, I would say...
Have they found the guy yet?
No, they haven't. They haven't. It's just, no. The memory's starting to come back. I actually...
2 weeks later.
I actually got bit by a shark.
Did you? Off Bondi, you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. I should say, Mick Fanning punched it right in the snout and away it went.
Right.
But best weekend is Melbourne, yeah, especially in the summer. Yeah, I would say.
Particularly the Albion.
If you're my age, I'd recommend Bunboogle.
What the fuck?
Like a golf trip.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought they meant like a party.
To you.
Yeah.
to an old fart, maybe not. From Lee. He's got two questions. Dane, what shows, aside from The Doghouse, get you a bit emotional after a big night out?
Oh, is that it?
That's for you, question. Yeah. That's
right. Or anything with animals and children now. So, yeah.
Have you found a new softer side since you were a dad?
I've always had it.
just tapped into
I'm an onion, man of many layers. Anything with animals, anything with animals in it usually gets you. But I stay away from them because I know what I'm like. So I don't really watch shows with animals in them.
How do you go with those? Do you get emotional to shows?
I'm a fucking mess.
Are you?
I'm a royal mess. I always have been.
I'm going to blast you out of the quarter. From Lee. Sam, this is the second question. Sam, has Ralph been wearing tank tops in the push after doing the 9 weeks of push-ups?
I was wondering when you were going to bust out the guns.
How are the pecs going? Are you getting stronger?
Yes. Now probably need to improve some cardio work.
Lovely.
next 27 challenges to lose 27 pounds. But I am 15,000 we raised. MND.
That's fucking brilliant. Yeah, that really so is.
I'm very happy with that. Back to normal from Cal. Is it okay to piss in the shower?
It's. I don't think you can't not. It's like automatic, isn't it? It's like when you poo, you wee. It's automatic.
We're not going back to this question. Not everyone wees when they poo.
Yes, I do.
Have you asked everyone?
Well, next time one of you two go show, I'll come in with you and I'll see.
Do you wee in the shower, Ralph?
From Grant.
Of course you do. Everyone does. Well, who doesn't? You can't
the next stage of your life from your teens, you know.
It's automatic, you have to.
So rip one out or
do
you lie about not? From Grant, question for all. Who are your greatest influences on your point at this point of your lives?
Well, don't look at me first. I need to think. Dane, I'm sure.
What greatest influences?
Yeah.
Or positive or negative?
he doesn't specify.
I don't really have any influences on my life. I've always just... Well, obviously, my family, I guess, they influenced me. But I don't really look up to anyone. I just sort of march to the beat of my own drum, good or bad.
You don't have to look up to someone who influenced you.
Well, my family,
obviously. You can look sideways.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably pop culture influences as much as anything.
Mm. Bruce Springsteen?
Mm. Influence.
You ever seen Springsteen and I?
No.
It's a very good doco. If you're into Springsteen. Yeah. But they interview fans from all around the world and what Springsteen means to them. Very clever.
I find that bizarre that people are so, inspired by a singer.
It's like a religious cult.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I find it bizarre.
Ooh, you don't get religion.
I get religion, but he's a singer.
Yeah, well, it'd be like same as athletes. They're people hate sport, but they love music, so that's the way they've influenced them.
Well, yeah, this is my point. We talked about
how when Melbourne ran out in the ground for the grand final, but it did.
Oh,
makes no sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
I know, but there you go. From Chorus, is Swatty going to do some work with AFL USA?
Oh, dang, there could be an earn there.
I'm available.
Well, your manager's manager is coming in. Exactly. Perhaps you can hook that up.
If they're around, I don't know if there's one where her sisters are, but I would go and train with them if they were within... You know, a short drive of where I was staying. Yeah, I would. New York's going to be snowing, so there's zero chance of me getting out on an oval running around in the snow. But in Florida, if they're somewhere near me, like I'm not going to travel 3 hours just to go for training. But if they're within like a 40-minute drive, I will.
Well, I'm sure they listen to the show. So
avid listeners,
hit him up.
So are you at New York most of the time?
No, I'll be in Florida, New York. Yeah.
I'll hook you up with someone. Do you know Brad Blanks?
I know him.
He's a good man.
Yeah,
absolutely. From Brendan, we've had a lot of friends of Dane and Ralph. What about getting one of Sam's friends on? Well, you got a couple on last year.
Yeah, I did. Season one. The Duck Boys are in town. I was thinking of getting them on while they're here. But it depends on... Dane's got to go. Very busy.
Well, the show doesn't have to stop because I'm not here.
We need a Christmas special.
Yeah. Well, I know they're in town at the moment, so maybe we'll see if we can...
Get them via Zoom. Christmas special.
That's cute.
From T. Neville, a zebra black and white or white on black? It's a bit clean for our type of questions. From Rook, I'd like to hear
black,
how...
Black with white, I'll say.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
From Rook, I'd like to hear how Old Man Fossil Swan went at the Albion opening last Sunday.
Yeah, I got back into swing things pretty good. It was a pretty slow day yesterday. That's like, as you would say, it's not so much while you're doing it that's the problem. It's the recovery. Mm-hmm. That's, as everyone will tell you, that's the gets harder with getting older. But the one positive about not having the family here is I don't actually have to do anything like the next day. So I can just be a zombie, which I did in the NFL was on. So I was wrapping up just about the time the NFL started. So I watched all those games, had a little bit of a nap between the early games and the late games.
Do you still get hyped to go out? Do you still go, fuck yeah, it's a Friday night, let's get charged?
I wouldn't say I've ever gone, fuck yeah, it's a Friday night.
Let's get charged.
I'm not sure that's ever entered my head, fuck yeah, it's a Friday, let's get charged. No, that's the first time I've ever said that sentence, I can promise you that.
What gets you up and about?
Well, I don't... Well,
because you're consistent.
Nice weather, you know, seeing friends.
Yep.
You could
see friends, like you could say, "Hey, let's go to Chatty and get a foot massage." But
also, one thing that's never come out of my mouth.
What is it about going out that you really enjoy? Because you do a really good job of it.
Well, I like being with my friends. Mm. So whether it's at home or. And the piss, it doesn't bother me. And like Sunday, I went and watched the fight. The fight was awesome. Mm. Yeah, and I just...
Where'd you watch it?
The Osborne. And then went to the Albion after that. But yeah, listen, I get back in a swing. I'm pretty piss fit at the moment because family's going away. So
good.
I'm in pretty good drinking form. But I only got one weekend left of it. So I'll probably have two little goes. Fuck, yeah, it's Friday. Let's get charged. Can't wait to say that Friday.
You're welcome. If you see him at the Albion, everyone, go up to him and go, "Hey, Swanee, fuck yeah, it's Friday."
I might go Friday, Sunday. My mate's in town, I might do a long lunch Friday and then figure it out, and then maybe a Sunday, and then that's it, then I'm out of here.
Three more. M. Roach, get Kieran Maher on and talk about the Mongolian derby. I think that's his sporty. So we'll do some investigation there. From Lily Ruxwood. Swanee's thoughts on the newest draftees and who he's keen to watch in 2022?
Yes, because you've done a lot of research.
The third pick. Okay. See what I did there?
Like one to watch.
With Adele and stuff like that? You say a lot.
The third pick.
Well, obviously, Dacos is... That's the only one I know his name.
Who went number one?
The guy who kicked it out from full back. He looks a treat. The guy's highlight was just getting an Angatesta mark on the wing.
How good would it be one year just in the draft, like Kevin Sheehan? Just, oh, fuck, I know who this bloke is.
Yeah, they made a mistake
here.
He's
a smoky.
Yeah, Kevin, pick 99. Oh, he's a very good player. Unbelievable.
Yeah, good at his left
there'll
side.
There'll be some hidden gems, but I'm looking forward just to... also, I think Nick, you'd think, would come in from what all reports, he'll come in and play pretty much straight away. But hopefully there's actually enough depth and talent there now, Colin, where they actually have to, you know, they struggle to get in the side because we're not just handing games out, you know. So the young kids there last year who we watched hopefully showed enough where they'll get first dibs on it. But just looking forward to them, seeing them getting better and hopefully playing with a more aggressive style. I don't care who plays as long as they start to play in a better style.
And to finish with, from Brian Hocking, Dane, does it feel different wanking with an injured hand?
I went opposite. So it was weird, yes.
End of part one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.